Unfortunately, it's not going to be 5 minutes. I'm sorry, I apologize, Pastor.
2 minutes.
Can you give me a few more? All right. Look, I'm just going to be quick with this. And may I say greetings from my community, Wangajunga. And our fellowship is called the Kingdom of God GW Fellowship. And we have a few people there and who are very, very hungry for the word and for the truth. And they've sort of powering, well, they are powering on, can I say. Not sort of, but powering on. But let me just share a couple of scriptures here. I know we're strapped for time. But it's from Psalm 139 and verse 1. I'm reading from the King James Version. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. And then we read 14 to 17. I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all thy members were written, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! And before that, there's a verse 14, I didn't read that, I think. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. And also, there was a song up there which actually dealt with the second piece of scripture, and it's from 28 to 30. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, predestination, sorry, I don't want to preach on your behalf, but does anyone ever felt that they're predestinated for a purpose? I'm sure you do. And I feel that all the time, I cannot say anything else, but I believe I am predestined to be the servant of God out there. Many a time, I've seen many, many problems happen to me. Let me just tell you a few things. Now, when I was born, my life was nearly snuffed out in a matter of minutes because it was a tribal birth out in the bush, way out in the bush. And my great was going to pick up a big rock. And my mother didn't like me, want me. She said, get her out of my way. She was only 15 years of age. And the great-grandmother picks up a rock and smashes, wanting to smash my head. If it wasn't for the great to cover me at that time. And I felt so suicidal all the time. I was put through a lot of stress through tribal customs and all that sort of thing. But look, let me just add this one word. It's predestination of God. When he chooses you and predestines you for a purpose, nothing can stop it. Nothing whatsoever. Whether it's evil purposes or whatever, nothing stops your predestination. Amen? Hallelujah. And I don't want to just waffle on about all of the things I've achieved, but I think Pastor has already spoke about it. And now I just want to just add on how that I'm now, of course, my music is practically blown out of proportions. You know, I've actually got about three contracts now. I mean, practically chasing me after contracts and after labels, of course, for my songs, and someone liked it over in the United States, of course. And I've now been blessed with a new manager here in Broome. So I'll be working very, very hard and getting my blues band together. So, hallelujah. Our God is great. Our God is great. Amen. And I want to say that I am blessed with very hungry Christians back at my home, which I will be seeing pretty soon, next week. And our sister Gloria encourages us a lot. and gives us a lot of thoughts on dreams and all sorts of things that God has given you as a gift. And let me tell you, one of our fellowship members is healed from cancer. Amen? Did you hear that? Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I just feel so proud and happy about this. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen.